Well, we've got the great race coming up on Sunday, and we see P4, the second of the practice sessions for the Friday, has just been run. Chas Mostert was the fastest time. We'll check in with Steve Johnson, who you hear on SEN in the driver's seat program. He's carving it up in the Touring Car Masters as well. A couple of wins yesterday in the XD Falcon. He's on the line right now. Hello, Stevie.
G'day, how you doing?
Going very well. What's the latest? Chas Mostert in the Andretti Commodore with the fastest time.
Yeah, they're obviously out on track. They've had a bit of a break now, back on track again. So, Chas has been fast all week so far. He was fast all day yesterday. Co-driver Lee Holdsworth was fast in the co-driver session. So they've obviously got that Auckland Tour Andretti United car hooked up here this weekend. And he was one of the dark horses that we sort of picked on the driver's seat show only through the week this week.
In the Tickford Ford, Cam Waters is showing some good speed as well, Steve.
Yeah, Cam's going well. We always knew he would here. They had a really big struggle at Sydney Motorsport Park the last 4 weeks, not really a track suited to them. They couldn't get on top of it. They did get a podium in the end, but very disappointing 4 weeks for them. But he was a pace setter here last year, probably should have won the race, and was a pace setter again here at the start of the year for the beginning of the championship. So that's no surprise to us. We know that the Kickford cars have got a good setup here. Even their other stable mates in James Courtney, Tom Randall are doing fantastic job and are very fast as well. So I would expect to see them up somewhere near the front come Sunday.
And Stevie, all important weather forecast. How's that looking or shaping up for the next couple of days?
Well, you know, a lot of people have asked me. I'm no weatherman, that's for sure. But, you know, it looks like at the moment we were meant to have rain all week, and it's been great up until this point. But I think that, you know, usually Bathurst Sunday, it brings all sorts of weird and wonderful things. So, you know, I'm expecting a little bit of probably some dark skies and some rain somewhere sort of mid-race on Sunday, even though the race is starting quite late this year. It's going to be maybe early to mid-afternoon, I'm guessing.
It does toss up a few things, doesn't it? We talk about the weather and the rogue kangaroos. I just saw before a hat was on the circuit. So you just never know, you know, a bit of wind comes on and there's all sorts of variables in it, 1,000 clicks. Just looking at the odds, thanks to our betting partners, Ned's, SVG, Garth Tander, favourites at $4. A 888 still the team to beat, do you think?
At the moment, yeah, absolutely. You know, Shane was fast this morning in practice 3, had the fastest time. You know, only a second away or so from, you know, Scotty McLaughlin's lap that he did a few years ago now, in just dipping into the 203s, and Shane was just inside into the 204s. So, you know, I think that it's going to be very interesting to see how the track evolves over the next day and a half to see what sort of speed they can get out of these cars, especially for the top 10 shootout tomorrow afternoon.
Now, just like you, Stevie, I'm a Ford man, and you ask me what FORD stands for. I said, well, it stands for first on race day, doesn't it?
It's been one of those things that, yeah, we've talked about all our life. So it's something that we're all obviously keen to keep going, and there's a lot of people working up in that pit lane, and it's extremely hard to try to keep it that way too.
Yeah, the team that I'm looking forward to watching, the Shell V-Power team, Anton Di Pasquale and Tony D'Alberto, how are they looking?
Pretty good. I think Tony D was fairly solid in his co-driver session yesterday, and Anton's just getting more and more accustomed to what they're changing at the moment in the car. There's quite a few changes coming, considering the way that they had the car set up here last year. But apart from that, I think that you know, they're in good stead, as is Will Davidson and his brother Alex. They were quite solid. You know, Alex was P3 and in the co-driver session yesterday, and surprised a few people, which is great. You know, obviously they've just finished the session now, and you know, hopefully they're going through the debrief, finding out what they like in the car, what they don't like, and hopefully getting the cars tuned up for qualifying this afternoon.
Very much looking forward to the big race on Sunday, and of course the all-important top 10 shootout tomorrow. You've been killing it in the TCMs too, and we'll catch you on the driver's seat. Thanks, Stevie. Stay safe.
Cheers. Thank you very much.